Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. If you're just joining me, I'm just making people aware that I have been diagnosed with COVID this afternoon. And I had, you know, a slight runny nose for the last several days. Really the only sign that I've had, my wife said I had a slight cough at night, but, you know, sure. no prolonged coughing, none of that. And
I mean, it tends to come on like a freight train, man. So, I mean, if you
say what?
It tends to come on like a freight train. It's not subtle. So the fact that, you know, like to your estimation, you're a couple days in here. Yeah. No, I like to hear.
I think I'm at least a week in.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let's keep it that way.
Yeah, I mean, I've got friends who have had the virus, and just like me, they've had their boosters, and you know, some slight. It depends on the person, apparently.
Our own fancy Brian was laid out for like 12 days. You know.
You said Brian.
Yeah. Yeah. He had a rough go of it.
Had he been fully vaccinated?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, man, I haven't, no signs like that, no signs of it coming on. So, you know, for now. So, you know, and I'm assuming that I've had this now for the better part of a week.
Gotta get that vitamin D, you know, get that supplemented milk.
Yeah, sunshine. There's, you know, vitamin C and what's supplemented milk?
The vitamin D milk. You know, it's just added vitamin D because we're deficient, yeah. You know?
So your friend, she had it for how long?
Oh man. I mean, it was going on 2 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah. And I mean, and it was intense. There's this kind of block where you either make it or break it. You get 5, 6, 7 days in and it can turn. And for her,
I know. I've got, you know, a friend, man, that same thing. But man, he stated that the only reason he thinks that he survived, man, was the fact that he had been vaccinated.
Yeah.
Who do we have on the line?
We got Dick from Madison joining us.
Hey, Dick, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Well, thank you for being vaccinated, and I mean, it just proves everything. I mean, this is an amazing thing. I've been telling people for I don't know how long that I think that this last variant got out so out of control because it's so subtle that there's all kinds of asymptomatic people out there. And the people should have been wearing masks. But that said, another thing that proves all of this stuff, the Republicans are looking at this, Earl, in my opinion. Trump himself, think about how he turned on a dime on his, how he views being vaccinated.
Oh, and we can say now he was looking at fine with it from the outgo. Yeah.
He's looking at the spreadsheets of counties all over this country of his constituents tipping over left and right because they aren't vaccinated. And all of a sudden, he has this epiphany.
Well, this is only his public messaging. Privately, he's been about it all along. He cares only about himself. So he was one of the first to get vaccinated.
Absolutely. And that should prove to that group, if the Democrats can frame this right, this guy's been nothing more than the worst snake oil salesman in the world right from the get-go.
Counting on Democrats framing it right. Ooh, that's a tough call.
Well, that is a tough one. But thankfully, Earl, that you're doing real well. And, God, I mean, you're out of the woods.
Dick, I'm doing really well, man. I am. I was surprised when they said you're positive. But I also know that over somewhere around 50% or more of this population is going to have contracted Omicron. Maybe, as I've read, as high as 200 million of the American people.
It's pretty wild.
Are going to have contracted Omicron.
One last scary thing.
And right now, the state of Wisconsin.
Of us, 64% of the country only has been totally vaccinated. We needed to be more like 80.
I was reading something the other day, Dick, where it said that in Japan, only, I forgot what the percentage was of those who have contracted the virus, but it's minuscule. And so they know a little something more than we know about protecting themselves and doing what's necessary. But Dick, thank you very much for the call. Evan, I think we'll get the next caller. Do we have time?
Well, how about this? You tell us what's on your mind, the latest breaking, and I'll see if Chris can stick around until the other side of the break here.
You know, we'll just have Chris stick around, man. We're going to talk a little bit about on the other side of this.
Yeah.
Where you know, President Biden is being excoriated for saying what Peter Ducey.
It was such a good clip. Beautiful.
But the Republicans are acting like it's the worst crime ever committed in mankind. And I've got to tell you a little story. Crudy mentioned it earlier. You know, I called a conservative station this morning because I heard them trying to say that this was the worst thing that had ever happened, the worst thing a president of the United States had ever done.
Oh, it was so funny. You know? Oh, it was funny.
And I stopped him in his tracks.
Good.
And this is the number one rated conservative talk host in the nation, in the state. And I stopped him in his tracks. And he says, "This is the first time I've ever done this, but I'm going to do this." I'll tell you about it when we get back on the other side.
The thing that got me, Earl, really, the thing that got me was all this punditry about how this scathing sarcasm is a senior moment, right? How this demented individual sort of slipped and went on the attack. It's like, was sharp there.
Well, that's fiction. We're going to tell people the truth.
Yeah.
On the other side. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.